Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past couple of years, our next guest has been busy restoring and operating Magnolia Farm Lodge, a bed and breakfast, outdoor school, and working farm in Ridgeway, South Carolina. He is also a practicing attorney in Columbia and the leader of the band The Plowboys. But if that isn't enough, he has now added two new projects in Ridgeway: Honeysuckle Hill Bed and Breakfast and Bryce's Country Store, a barbecue restaurant featuring award-winning and TV star Pitmasters as his partners. Tom Hall is an attorney, musician, serial entrepreneur, and today he's in our studio. Tom, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, not enough to do, huh?
Well, I don't feel that busy, but there's a lot going on, and hopefully they're all going to work together. That's been the idea since we got started.
So you've pretty much settled into the town of Ridgeway then?
Ridgeway is pretty close to where I live. Nice, beautiful town. My love of all things Ridgeway has kind of blossomed from being there and experiencing everything that's happening in Ridgeway.
Well, tell us where we are on Magnolia Farm Lodge now.
Well, we got Magnolia about 4 or 5 years ago. Really started a long restoration. It wasn't just the house. The farm was surveyed back in 1820, built in around 1829, burned around 1920, and then they rebuilt the home. We restored that. We started off to just kind of create a lodge. And when we opened, though, I called it a school, an outdoor school. And I was introduced to the Barclay School. And the Barclay School, they are a special needs school, K through 12. And Barclay moved out there for 2 years. And that was a wonderful thing for the farm, for the house, and for the students. And so the school grew along with the farm.
And the school is still running there now?
The school is not. It's a positive thing because the school is now about 3 miles away in a wonderful facility. I'm very proud that we were able to help them grow and kind of bridge the gap to a larger school that can grow up to around 80 students. When they came to Magnolia, they had around 8 students, and they left with about 28 in about 2 years.
And I also mentioned that it is a working farm.
Yes.
And what is the business model there?
It was formerly a dairy in the 50s and to probably the 70s. And before that, it was row farming and then cotton before that. And now one of my friends from the Citadel, he was teaching at the school, and he's got a background in making cheese, goat cheese. So he's an artisanal goat cheese maker, had a business up in Durham, North Carolina, did really well. So we lured him here, and he brought a herd of goats, and we've been working with DHAC to get a licensed creamery.
And I understand Bryce's Country Store is now up and running. So give us the background on all of this. How did this come about?
This came about really because I love to cook food outdoors, and Bryce's store is a neat story. It was founded in 1865 by Major Tom Bryce, who I'm named after, and he did smoked meats and grocery stores. So it was a classic country store. And it ran all the way till the 70s, and my oldest son's named Bryce, and this really nice old gas station in downtown Ridgeway became available. Ridgeway's like Mayberry, it's on the corner, and just really nice people. It was a great opportunity, a nice owner, and we built pits, and we wanted to create an authentic barbecue experience. I went to Louisiana to a chef event with John Foltz, a great Louisiana chef, had boucherie, which is where they have a hog killing. And he invited butchers from all over the country, and I went with Christian Neamy and Jeff Bannister and some guys and met Jack Waybor, who is a 3-time state barbecue champion, started telling him about Ridgeway, come up here and see this place, and let's do this, let's do the real thing. He came up and said, I'm in. And so he and his wife are going to stay at Honeysuckle Hill and manage the bed and breakfast and also do a barbecue place, which is going to do a lot more smoked meats and charcuterie and really creative, good food.
Well, grabbing him and getting him to Ridgeway sounds like quite a coup.
Well, none of these things are ever possible if you don't have really good people that are going to take the lead and do a good job with it and are motivated. So a serial entrepreneur is probably correct. I can't stop doing it. I'd like to. Sometimes you want to not have these passions, but when good people, you know, come together and you get good ideas and you create a way to do it in a simple way that just makes sense, it's hard to ignore that. I've got really good people working with me right now, so I like that. It's good timing.
Well, Tom, thanks for keeping us updated and stopping by our studio today.
Thank you.
Tom Hall is an attorney, musician, serial entrepreneur. His most recent venture just opened Bryce's Country Store in Ridgeway, South Carolina. We will have a link to all of these things posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.